Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hi, I'm Joy from Sanction Love, and I am getting on here to give a word for 2026. I wanted to let you know that I did record this word originally on December 31st, 2025, and looked at the video and it needed to be re-recorded. But the Lord has, throughout the year, he gives me different highlights of what his heart is for the coming year, and he gives me prayer points on what to pray and what to deliver at the end of the year or the beginning of the new year for the bride. And so what I was hearing from him last year was, for this year, was work while it's still daylight. And so what he's saying with this, and I'll be looking down at my notes and up again, so I make sure I don't miss anything that came from his heart. What is he saying when he says work while it's still daylight? He's saying for us to get prepared, because he's preparing his bride for a harvest of souls, and it is so crucial that we are prepared and ready. And he's giving us this beautiful opportunity, like he did in the days of Joshua. He showed me how in the days of Joshua, when Joshua was fighting with his army and pushing back the enemy, that the Lord had the moon and the sun stand still. And he's going to do that same thing for us, because the sun standing still allowed Joshua to be able to fight the enemies in daylight, where nothing was hidden, nothing was in the dark, but that they could see their enemy and they would know where and how to fight their enemy. So what God did for Joshua, it was a miracle. And so God's providing us an extended daylight to complete the task of ensuring the enemy's defeat. Why do we need to do this? Again, it's because his desire is a harvest of souls. And this is the time, and this is the season, and it is for such a time as this. It's not a new mandate. It's always been on the heart of the Father for people to come into salvation. And so there's an urgency. The urgency is different because we are entering into the darkest times in human history, where daylight will become dark. And there's a hierarchy of evil that he's going to reveal to us, to us, his remnant. And things that have been hidden or not discerned will be exposed and will now be discerned. So there's been things hiding in darkness that God's going to expose and reveal, and the bride is going to discern it. And the spirit of understanding. I just love this when the Lord gave this to me. The spirit of understanding will be our navigator. You know, in the book of Daniel, it talks about in the last days, knowledge would increase. So just having knowledge is just having knowledge. But to have the spirit of understanding be our headlight, so to speak, to shine and to show us and light our path so we know what to do and how to do it with the knowledge that we do have. He's the spirit of understanding, which is the Holy Spirit, will be our navigator. So we're going to have eyes to see and ears to hear. We will discern climates, atmospheres, and temperatures. And we are called like the sons of Issachar to discern times and seasons. What time is it? It's the hour that is burning daylight. So it's going to burn bright, but then it's going to burn out. So Joshua, you know, I spoke about Joshua and how the sun and the moon stood still. It was a miraculous intervention. And I feel like in these coming days, in the seasons ahead of us, that we're really going to see a lot of miraculous intervention from God. From the Holy Spirit, from God himself, or from angels as he sends angels to help like he did all through the Bible. These are miraculous times, and it is the greatest hour for the Holy Spirit. It's his finest hour on earth. And so we're going to be seeing a lot of miraculous things. So with everything that I said about Joshua, the key takeaway is at this moment in antiquity, the expected passage and time of cycle, day and night, were altered. This is what happened to Joshua. They were altered for the complete fulfillment of God's purposes in battle. So again, God is giving us an opportunity to bring in a harvest while it's still daylight. He is going to alter natural phenomena to ensure that his purposes are carried out into fulfillment. He is giving us opportunity in full authority and power that he's given to us through his blood and by the power of the Holy Spirit to wage a war against the enemy so that this can be accomplished. So a harvest of souls can come into the kingdom. And so get ready to be sent into fields where you're going to be able to discern. Nothing's going to be hidden under rocks or bushes or anything. In these fields, you're going to be able to see and discern things. While it's still daylight is a phrase from the Bible, specifically John 9:4, where Jesus uses it to emphasize that he must continue doing God's work before the time for action. It's an action season runs out, and metaphorically, night is like death or the end of earthly ministry arrives. It serves as a call to urgency and seizing opportunities, whether literal or metaphorical, before they are gone forever. We have a short time. The time is short. And God is saying, get ready, get prepared. So there is an urgency that we must hear, and we need to seize the moments that God's going to give us. We'll have opportunities as we go into a grocery store, or as we go into our workplace, as we do ministry, as we're walking on a sidewalk. We're going to have opportunity after opportunity to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with this world, and to also opportunity to speak into this generation that's being raised up, and these for our young kids and our babies, and I'm speaking into their lives so that they can be strong and move in the might of the Lord for their generation, to call in their generation into this harvest and to the storehouse. So there's many fronts that we need to be prepared and ready. If you're a parent, pray for your children. And if you're a grandparent, pray for your grandchildren. Speak the words of life into them. They're out there in this world, and there's some dark things happening around them, but they're going to arise and shine because the glory of the Lord is upon them. So there is a purposeful action. This is part of the action plan. The Word and the Spirit are your action plan. The call to work while it's daylight signifies using the time effectively to complete tasks, whether personal, spiritual, or professional, before it's too late. And I believe that the Lord is going to speak to us individually, that not only are we doing as getting ready and prepared spiritually, but even in practical ways, He's going to show us how to really get prepared for what is coming. Circling back to Joshua and the sun and the moon standing still, his purpose and mandate was to fight and defeat the enemy. We have the same purpose and mandate today as Joshua did. The Bible talks about, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This verse found in the New Testament's letter to the Ephesians explains that the Christian struggle is not with people. People, I'm talking to you people. Our struggle isn't with flesh and blood. It is with these dark agents of the enemy. So we always have to keep that in the forefront. So what are our weapons? First of all, one of our greatest weapons, and it's in Ephesians 6, is to put on the full armor. And the Lord, this was, I think, over a year ago, He gave me this dream. And in the dream, Jesus, he was looking at me and speaking to me, and he said, "Joy, put me on." And He said, "I am your helmet of salvation. I'm your sword of the Spirit. I'm your breastplate of righteousness." And He went through the whole armor. And He said, "Get close to me, daughter, and put me on. I am the greatest weapon of your warfare, is by putting me on as your armor." So put on Jesus. Stay close to Jesus. Get closer to Him than you've ever got closer to Him. He's the one, the Godhead, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, is going to give you the spirit of understanding so that you can navigate in these times. But we need to stay close to Jesus. We need to come into intimacy with Him. He's our foremost weapon in warfare against the enemy. So, God, what are some of the things that are tools for our armor and our warfare belt, so to speak? It is really staying close to Jesus, so we have spiritual discernment, and to develop it so that we can identify attacks and influences. Prayer and scripture, like, that is like on the forefront. We need to be in prayer. We need to read the Word. God will give us direction as He speaks to us. in our prayer time with him, and he will show us through his word how to proclaim and declare and give us intel into what's happening. And remember that we have victory through Christ. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so what is our testimony? This is our testimony. Jesus saved me. He saved me. And that's his heart. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants everyone to come into salvation. So that's why he's calling us to arms. He's looking at his bride and he's saying, put on your army boots. It's time to fight. It's time to pray. It's time to lay down our lives for the lives of others so that they do not perish and go to hell. So when he says, work while it's still daylight, you can't stay asleep in daylight. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Ephesians 5:14. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, O bride of Christ, and put on your beautiful garments, Isaiah 52. Work while it's still daylight. And then the Lord gave me this word. He said, my remnant will become a Goshen. And I'm like, you know, I know I read that somewhere, Goshen. And so Goshen most often refers to a region in ancient Egypt where the Israelites settled, and a place of biblical significance symbolizing comfort and plenty. So even in warfare, God's saying, you know, he's going to provide for us. He's going to give us provision. It can also refer to a district and a town in the hill country of Judah, though this is a separate location. The Egyptian Goshen was a fertile pastoral area suitable for shepherds, where the Israelites lived and were protected from the plagues sent upon Egypt. It also signifies spiritual protection. The prophecy uses Goshen as a symbol of a spiritual sanctuary where God's people are protected from the plagues and storms of worldly troubles. It says divine provision. It signifies a place of God's provision and care where he supplies the needs of the remnant, much like Joseph provided for his family in Egypt. And it also signifies intimacy and separation. It represents a hard posture of intimacy with God, being set apart from the world's systems and values, and finding security in his presence. And it also signifies God's faithfulness to preserve a remnant. He's calling his remnant. He's calling his bride. And he's calling us through difficult times and to fulfill his promises by creating a secure and blessed place for them. So even in the midst of what the enemy is doing in this world system, we have a sanctuary with our God. We have a territory and a place of safety, a place of refuge because of Jesus, where he's going to supply everything for us to be able to carry out this warfare and to bring in this harvest and to disciple the ones that are being brought in. That's going to be a huge thing for 2026. The Lord also showed me that there in the days of Noah, he showed me that there's two baptisms that happened on earth. Not only did it's part of salvation. We come into salvation, then we get baptized of water, and then we get baptized in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's the same thing that's happened to the earth. In the days of Noah, when things were so dark, it was like a baptism. It was like, I have to put this world under and bring it up into new life because of the foulness and the debauchery that was happening in the earth. And just like as we get baptized and we go under, we're dying to our old self and coming up a new creation. And that's what he did with the earth in the days of Noah. Then in the end times, in these end times, there's a baptism, and it's a baptism of fire. It's a refiner's fire that's happening on the earth. And it's a separation of the wheat and the tares. And what is a tear is going to be burned up. That's why there's an urgency on the Father's heart. It's because the tares will be burned up. There's judgment. And so he's calling us as mercy givers to go and bring in this harvest of wheat and bring it into the storehouse. So the flood was a baptizing, and now we are heading into the fire of purification. So what are our weapons of warfare? Our testimony, the blood of Jesus, the word, identity in Christ, his name and authority, and praise. And we just praise God for his faithfulness and that he did save us so that we can in return go and evangelize and bring in a harvest of souls. Work while it's still daylight. The world, and this is what he showed me, the world will become more shadowed, and the shadows will give way to darkness because of deception and because of the truth. Jesus is how do I put this? When you have the truth, who is Jesus, standing against deception, there's a contrast that's happening, and it affects the enemy and affects unsaved people. So either they're going to receive the truth or they're going to reject the truth. So truth will become more and more distorted. The gospel will become more and more distorted. Jesus, in the eyes of people, will become more and more distorted in the minds of men. They will talk from their truth. Darkness is encroaching. We are the light of the world. Arise, shine, Isaiah 60 says. We need to be the light in this present darkness. Complete darkness will come at the end of the age. And then there will be no more chance for salvation. The bride will face the fury of the Antichrist. The world will be totally corrupt, like in the days of Noah. And as I mentioned before, the flood was a baptizing, and now we are heading into the fire of purification. So here's some prophetic insights for this coming season and to be watchful for bride and its key points of prayer. As you listen to this, this is a highlight for us to be praying. Discipleship will become a movement. I believe that this next year, discipleship is totally on the heart of God. Part of evangelism is to get people to meet Jesus, right? To bring them and to meet their Savior and Lord. And the rest of that, it's the rest of the story. The rest of the story is they need to be discipled. And so the movement, there's much prayer that's needed for places to be places of discipleship for these ones that are coming into the kingdom to be discipled correctly and fully and with wholeness in Jesus and identity. There also will be a separation of the wheat and tares, and it will become more apparent to us. A deception around a blue beam. It is a counterfeiting. It's the counterfeiting of the resurrection power of God. There's something that's going to be presented in the secular realm, in the earthly realm, that is attached to a blue beam. And it will be centered around some miraculous things. But remember, there's lying wonders that will come from the enemy. So keep your eyes open and your ears open and stay close to Jesus, because there's going to be deceptive things that we've never seen before come into the earth. Asia will be in the news even more than it ever has before. There's a greater risk of deception because of AI. Stay close to Jesus. Side note, in the book of Joshua, here we go. Here's Joshua again. Joshua defeated the city of Ai. Joshua chapters 7 and 8. There he goes. He's defeating the enemy again. Remember, false Christ and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Thank God it's the if possible. The deception will be so big that we might have to blink twice. But because of Jesus, we'll redirect and we'll refocus and know what is true and what is deception. There's going to be another tear in the fabric of humanity through a fabricated event. Earth and world events in Seattle, San Francisco, and Singapore. We will be a Goshen. The Hebrew root may mean drawing near. So draw near to the Lord. And we'll be an inundated land or a cultivated land, which fits that we'll be a fertile region. We'll be a fertile field for us to gather in a harvest. So be a Goshen for the Lord. So these are a couple of scriptures I wanted to say out loud. This is all the more urgent for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes, and put on the shining armor of right living. Romans 13, 11 through 12. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus. There you go. There's that dream I had. He said, put me on. Clothe him. Put him on with the presence of the Lord Jesus. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. Romans 13, 14. We are being called to rise up as a bride with army boots. Get ready to work and fight. It's burning daylight. God bless you. Thank you for hanging in there and listening to this word. And I just pray that God would strengthen you, and that you would feel his presence, and that you would know what field to go into, and that you would have the spirit of understanding be a cloak around you. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.